we've got, I think, one of the best built houses in the valley here. The foundation is 3 feet wide, the footer, mm-hmm. and 18 inches thick, mm-hmm. with, I think it's 4 3-quarter rebars through it. And then on top of that, there's 42 inches of stem wall, a foot wide, mm-hmm. with 4 5/8 bars, I think it is, in that. And that's not just perimeter, that's also under all partition walls.
Uh-huh.
There's one that goes clear down the middle here.
That's really great.
There's one that goes across here, and one goes across there, and then another one between the kitchen and the breakfast area there.
Mm-hmm.
And every inch of plumbing is accessible. I have about 3 feet of crawl space under this house. These floors, now we made some mistakes on the floors. The floor joists, like here, they go across.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but instead of 2x6, they're 2x12s.
Mm-hmm.
Rough 2x12s are about 3x12s.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was 3/4 plywood put down for floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put down some felt and then a 5/8 particle board floor underlay for the carpets.
Mm-hmm.
Under the carpets and the floor tile, you know, vinyl or, you know, they don't use asbestos anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I guess vinyl is the only thing that's available.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, I had some very good carpets. I had some wool carpets put in, and they last forever,
mm-hmm.
Unless the pets get to them.
Right.
Did
you have pets?
Yeah, I've got 3 cats.
Well, you have that dog out there.
Yeah. That was my wife's old dog, and that's going to be my last dog, too.
Oh.
Because
of the carpets?
No, I have gone in and shipped out the particle board floor down to the plywood floor,
mm-hmm.
and put down what they call Durock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a cement board.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
And then you put this porcelain tile on.
Mm-hmm.
And not, well, I've got that room in there, the living room, dining room area, and this room and all of the entryway clear down to the bathroom done. I've still got the carpets and the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And